And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 12th of December, 2016. It's the birthday of Gustave Flaubert, born in Rouen, France, in 1821, author of Madame Bovary. He was a law school dropout. His father bought him a house on the Seine, and Flaubert devoted the rest of his life to writing. It took him about 5 years to write Madame Bovary, the story of Emma Bovary, doctor's wife, discontented, longing to experience the excitement she only reads about in novels. She has affairs, she runs up debt, ultimately takes her own life. Flaubert wrote very carefully, agonizing over each word. He wrote to his mistress, "I brood more over an ill-suited word than I rejoice over a well-proportioned paragraph." Most of his novels got poor reviews, sold poorly. A Sentimental Education, 1869, sold fewer than 3,000 copies in 4 years. But he became very popular after he died in 1880. Henry James wrote, "The horror that haunted Flaubert all his years was the horror of the cliché, the stereotype, the things usually said in the way it was usually said. Nothing in Flaubert's view passed muster, but freshness." It was Flaubert who said, "Be regular and orderly in your life, so that you may be violent and original in your work." And he said, "To be stupid, selfish, and have good health are three requirements for happiness, though if stupidity is lacking, all is lost." It's the birthday of John Osborne, born London, 1929. Grew up in a working-class family, dropped out of school, began acting, started writing plays when he was 19. 8 years later, came out with his most famous play, Look Back in Anger, a bleak play about a man named Jimmy Porter who lives in a tiny apartment with his wife and his business partner, owns a candy store, has no real hope for the future. Before Look Back in Anger, most plays in England were classics, or they were melodramas, or they were genteel drawing-room comedies, and usually had a likable main character for audiences to identify with. Osborne changed all of that. Here's a poem by Margaret Hasse, Evergreen Cemetery. "After a day of driving, I'm tired. I turn off at a small cemetery with evergreen scrolled on a wrought iron arch. It's peaceful here, with no dead I know and no one weeping. I count as many statues of dogs as granite angels. The lambs are for babies, including Carl Peter, 2 days old. Here's a bouquet of new jonquils left for Alma, who died so long ago rain eroded her last name. North on unmarked mounds, wild ginger and native violets grow above native bones. Most of the headstones in evergreen are already turned toward the setting sun. At the horizon, a choir of clouds wears robes of twilight blue. Elsewhere in South Dakota stands a house with its porch light on, the first star I'll see tonight." Evergreen Cemetery, a poem by Margaret Hasse from Between Us, published by Noden Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Association of Writers and Writing Programs, bringing their annual conference to Washington, D.C. this February. More at awpwriter.org. And by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.